favorite water.
Is this? Turn this up now. For Corey Tay, whatever he says. That's his favorite artist.
Not just, Travis loves him too now.
Does he?
Oh. He went to the concert in Chicago.
Oh, he went all the way to Chicago to see him. Does he have kids, young kids? Or?
He do. His kids bought him tickets to Bruno Mars for Father's Day.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, so he went up
there. Okay, we can turn this down now.
No, man.
That's enough. Corey only gets so much.
There you go.
Hey, now, how are your kids?
Everybody's awesome, man. I can't complain.
How many kids do you have now?
Man, now.
I'm sorry. last time. I'm sorry. How many kids do you have?
I have four. That's it. Four.
That's how many you had last time. So that's
okay, good. Okay, good.
That was a good answer then.
Yeah, right, four kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And are they all here in town?
No, off of college now.
Wow.
So.
I saw that on Facebook, too.
Again, yeah.
Corey Tate, he's the best follower on Facebook. When you had to say goodbye to your daughter, right?
Yeah.
That's the worst.
How difficult was that?
You know what? It was difficult, but at the same time, you feel like you instilled everything that she needs, and it's time for her to just go fly, you know?
Athletes or no?
Yeah. Scholarship.
Really?
Basketball.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Where's she playing?
South Carolina, Anderson, South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
That's a nice area, boy.
Where is that?
It's in Anderson, right by Columbus.
Right by Columbus?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got some stuff down there, and that's a nice, nice place to be.
I bet. I heard that hurricane may be coming.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, the hurricane is serious. I mean, I was talking to somebody who was on the way back from Miami, and my brother, he's like, they may be sending me to Miami.
Oh.
I was like.
Well, my brother.
How much vacation you have left? I want to use that now.
My brother lives in Miami, and he's.
Really?
Is he coming up?
Well, yeah, he's going to get away, but it's going, like, his home is in danger.
All right. So,
that's the thing.
We wish everybody safety.
Oh,
And of course, people in Houston as well.
Absolutely.
This is crazy what's been going on. Corey Tate is with us, assistant coach at St. Louis University. If people who maybe were diehard fans of the Billikens several years ago, and then really haven't felt attached to the program the last few years, how would you sell SLU Hoops to them now and what they can expect and why they'll want to be a fan of St. Louis University basketball beginning, you know, this year?
I mean, you know, we got four things we go off, you know, St. Louis University. I mean, like you said, we talk to Chris May all the time. You know, he's a superstar. He rocks.
That's what you said, superstar. That's my guy.
I mean, they're going to – the culture. We're going to compete. We're going to do our best to win championships. And we got gratitude, you know. And those four things, that's what we're aiming for every day.
And I know you learn something from every head coach you work with, right?
Right.
And I want to start with Norm Stewart, who you played for. You didn't coach with him, but how much influence did he have on you? And do you feel like you take anything away from him?
Well,
or what do you take away from him?
It's going to sound funny. What I learned from Coach Stewart, I learned what not to do. Because I wouldn't have a job right now.
if you coach like Norm Stewart. Remember I had you and Chip Walter in studio before a bragging rights game a few years back. These guys were killing it. They had the best Mizzou stories that I had ever. Chip's my guy, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
That's your guy, too, now.
He's my brother, yes.
That's right.
Let me tell you about Coach Stewart. He's so brilliant right now. He's still very, very short.
He could coach today.
He can coach today. Now, he knows the game. He knows every aspect of the game. It's just, you know, how he would come across.
How you deliver it.
How he would
relate to the kids.
Yes. Yeah. The kids would definitely have to relate to him.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, but you want to take away from competitive. Like, he's competitive. Man, he compete. So you want to get that fire from Coach Stewart. Then you go to our Coach Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Coach Anderson, what I would take from Coach Anderson, he was always detailed
mm-hmm.
to a point where what's on – he was organized. Mm. So if it's A, B, C, D, E.
He's doing A, B, C, D, E.
We're going to do A, B, C, D, E.
Right.
You know, right. And after E, if it, you know, if it don't work, we'll try something else.
It's F, by the way. After A, right?
So it ain't going to F. But we're going A, B, C, D, E. And I love that, you know.
Yeah.
And Coach Ford, man, I learned so much from him. He's very detailed. He understands what he wants. And he's going to get it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he knows the why he want to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, all three of those coaches, I played for all three coaches that was either was NBA guys or All-Americans, like Coach Stewart, two-time All-American, you know, baseball and basketball. Coach Anderson, you know, Big Eight Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Ford, you know, SEC, two times Player of the Year. So they understand – they understood the game, you know, mm-hmm. and when they taught it. So I was a fly on the wall, and I just took what I could relate to. And whenever, if it comes another time, I'll be able to instill that.
You know, Doc, St. Louis University has great basketball tradition. I mean, you go
yes.
back even before Spoon. You know, you look at Rich Grauer, what he did all
yeah.
those years. You know, you probably know his son Brian very well, Pattonville kid,
yeah.
obviously played in Columbia.
Yeah.
And he was good, man. He had a good college
really
career.
Good.
Really enjoyed watching Brian Grauer play. But Rich, a real sharp basketball guy.
Yes.
He was a great coach. They had some great teams back then.
Absolutely.
And when Charlie Spoonhour had his thing going, we all know, we've heard about the sellout crowds down at
yeah,
Scott
yeah.
Trade, 18,000 people, top 20 team. I mean, they were – I mean, it was the Cardinals, the Blues, and SLU, really, at that time. I always throw yeah. in Bashan, too, because Bashan had their thing going. Bashan Hoops.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you realize when you're at a university or a program like St. Louis University just how much potential there is. If you get somebody who does it the right way and truly has success and is invested into taking the program back to that level,
that
I mean, you can own this town. You really
absolutely.
Can.
Well,
exactly. I think – that's Travis Ford.
Mm.
I think he's starting to embed himself into the community.
Yeah, he is.
You know, if you say St. Louis University, he's been here a year, and you already know Travis Ford. That's because he instilled himself and he threw himself into the community.
Yeah.
And we wear these. I don't have. Well, I can't fit them.
They don't fit on your wrist.
No, we got these wristbands, and everything he. That's involved in his program, he want to rep this city. He said that all the time. We want to rep the city of St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what he I never, here's another thing, I never known or heard anybody who loved basketball like Travis. You know, he
really
did, oh.
he's just a gym rat.
Oh,
I mean, you could tell back when he played.
Oh,
you know, is he
oh.
watching basketball 24/7
right now? He's doing two things. He's either spinning. He's doing a cycle ball.
Oh, is that what he does?
He's spinning right now.
I got to get him to go to one of my wife's class. You know, she's a spinning teacher.
Where?
She teaches a pedal.
Okay.
And the J. We got a new place opening up, by the way, True Fusion, that she'll be working at as well.
Okay,
so
okay.
We're
well,
make
now,
that happen.
Now, I mean, you know, I done lost some weight doing the spinning now.
Have you been doing it?
Man.
And then you got to go to Frieda's University. That's where all the athletes eat, man, where they all lose all their weight in University City, right next to pedal.
There you go. Okay. So he's either doing that, or I promise you, he's either watching our workout
okay.
from today.
Every workout's filmed, right?
Every workout's filmed. Yeah. You're on camera every time you walk in the building. So, yeah, I guarantee he's doing something to help our guys win, to get an edge. I promise you.
Wow. And you need that commitment, though, don't you? You have – is there any other way nowadays? Is there another option if you want to have success?
I mean, it's more than – you know, everybody is different. But I just think he know himself, and he know what he need to do to get his team an edge.
Mm-hmm.
And I tilt my hat to him. It's sad to say he outworked his assistants.
Mm.
You know, but I mean, it's But he'll tell you. That's all he knows.
Right.
You know, you're talking about a guy who's been around basketball ever since he was 2 years old. Ever since he was 2 years old, he only took 2 years off from basketball. 2 years.
Man, oh, man. And
what was that, age 3 and 4 or what?
No. He took 2 years off. I think he said he tried to do something else. You know, and he quickly figured out he's a basketball coach.
Do kids know how good he was? And can he still shoot the rock? Can he still shoot?
You know what, Coach? His swag. You got to use that word too. Swag.
Oh, you got to use swag. Swag. Yeah,
you swag. His swag. You know, let kids know, like, man, I was really, really good.
I got to remind them every once in a while.
But you know, when he demonstrating things, mm-hmm. they know he's not just coming from watching YouTube videos.
Right.
You know, he's coming from, this is coming from somebody who did it before.
Mm. I thought it was interesting what you said about those skills coaches. You know, I mean, there's a local guy here in town who works with a lot of guys.
And don't have me. No. Have these skill coaches mad at me.
No.
Because
so
I was a skill coach before.
That's why I want to clear that up. Because, and we see skill coaches.
It's cleared up. I was a skill coach before.
Were you?
Absolutely. I probably was one of the first guys around here that was a skill coach.
Before I let you go, though, I want to clear that because I don't want people to take it the wrong way. AAU basketball, the direction that it's gone in. Is it good? Do you like where it's going right now? I mean, is it a positive? And how much has that changed and influenced the college game?
Well, I mean, you got to love it, for one, because it's giving these guys opportunities to go to get recruited by college coaches.
Yeah.
So,
because they don't practice a lot at the AAU level. They play so many games, right?
Actually, they practice more than you
think?
Expect.
Okay.
Coming from being an AAU coach. Okay.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I were, and I enjoyed every minute of it. You know, you really get to see these guys, talent-wise, and I only can speak from the organization that I was. You know, that I'm a family. You know, I'm a family member of. They teach basketball and they prepare you for the next level.
Mm-hmm.
It's not AAU ball. It's bad. You know, this is a basketball club.
Yeah.
You know, so and a lot of people forget that this is not AU ball. This is elite basketball that you're talking about.
Right.
But I think it's good. I mean, I really do. I mean, you know, it's a bad apple and everything.
Yeah.
But I really think, you know, the grassroots of basketball is really good.
I was going to ask you about LeVar Ball, but we're out of time. So
I mean, car, you know? Actually, you know what? You know what's crazy?
Huh?
Actually,
you like him?
I got a pair of his shoes.
You bought
them?
Really?
No, I didn't buy them.
Come on now.
I didn't buy them, but I got a pair of shoes.
Why? They sent them to a bunch of coaches or what?
No. One of my buddies from L.A.
He bought them and gave them to you.
Well, I don't know. You might know Johnny Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny went
to Mizzou being Webster Groves.
Yeah. So Johnny knows them well.
Okay.
And
how does he know them so well? Just from –
because, you know, Johnny's in L.A.
Is he involved in basketball and stuff?
I think he is. Yeah, he is.
So he got you a pair.
He was like, man, I got a lot of pair of these.
Do you wear them?
No.
But don't be seen in those. But tell Johnny I need a size 9.
You need a size 9, Doc. But you know what?
9.5.
You know what? You keep those shoes, and you never know what may happen.
You better get me a pair.
I'll do my best.
We're putting that down.
You want to put it on stone now. I do my best.
Thanks so much for coming on here and doing this, man.
Thank you guys for having us.
This was great.